Some opening remarks to the start of the match?
Just to open, I thought when I saw how we approached the first half, I thought we were doing quite well possession wise, and we created a couple of chances. But in the second half, we certainly became careless with the ball, and we seemed to die physically. And the Peruvian team speeded up their play. They got the first goal. They worked hard for it, but I thought it was preventable. And then the second goal, of course, changed the whole outlook of the game.
Questions?
Do you think that the halftime change of Jackson and Johnson was detrimental to the loss?
No, not particularly. I felt that we were keeping possession, but not penetrating. And everybody seemed to just want the ball to foot and be comfortable with that. And we lacked a bit of penetration. So I thought if I bring on Josh Simpson, I would get something, especially down the left side. And it's the same thing on the opposite side. But if you analyze the two goals, it didn't really come from that. It came from some defending mistakes, errors.
Any word on Nana's condition and what happened, like in the warm up, to make the line change?
It was an error. It was an error.
There's no injury. There.
No.
It was a tactical decision.
No, it was an error. So it was an error on the paper.
Stephen, as a national team coach, you only get to see these players once in a blue moon. You spoke about lacking penetration. How do you start to instill that attacking confidence in these guys?
Well, it's not so much that. It's when in the first half, when we kept the ball and we moved the ball quickly, we caused Peru trouble. But in the second half, I thought both wide players, Simeon and Will, were coming too deep to get the ball. And then what happened is we end up with more or less playing football in the midfield. And Rob got isolated up front, and we just failed to penetrate. And the overall quality of our passing deteriorated in the second half. We made a lot of mistakes, and when you play a team of the caliber of Peru, whose game is based a lot on the counter attack, and you give away the ball, you're going to pay the price.
What's your evaluation of Simeon, and going forward, do you see him kind of used out on the wing as opposed to up front?
Well, it was a little experiment. We tried to get something different out on the right side. He's to be fair to him, he has to learn to play there a little more, probably a little more games in the assessment of it. But he was willing to try, and at times I saw some good things. But then again, he's going to go away, and and we have to start again.
Los dos mejores jugadores del equipo canadiense fueron De Rosario y De Guzman, the strongest players from your team. They will not play now in Montreal. So how are you going to replace him? What do you think for the next game?
We thought long and hard about this, and one of the things that we've been saying all along is that we want to give players the opportunity to prove themselves and to show that they are they can fight for selection. I think it's fair to say that Julian and Dwayne are part of the core of the team, and so now it will be the players' turn to step in and play.
So before the match, you talk about Vargas and Farfán in Peruvian team.
What do you think about them today and about other players? Did you like
I like a lot of players. I like how they played, how they adjusted in the second half. They pushed on the four players on top of our defense. Farfan in particular was fine in space between the midfield and our back line. And of course, when the ball came to him, technically, he didn't give it away. He never lost it, even when the space was tight. Eh? And of course, Vargas is at another level altogether. That's why he's at Fiorentina, you know. He played a very disciplined game. He knew exactly when to go forward, when to hold his position. I was also impressed with the left back, the number four. I thought he recognized that that Simeon and Ian Hume, to some extent, were not going to try to get behind him. He got tied to them and didn't let them pick up the ball in any space whatsoever. So, hey, it's a quality team we played against. We learned some lessons today.
Last question from Paul. What did you?
It's okay.
Players are just starting to come out. What makes them? What did you make of the crowd and the level of support you think?
The crowd. You know, we had all credit to the group, the Voyagers group, the big banner, the 2014, and they made noise. But it was still a huge Peruvian crowd there as well. And I guess that's something we have to live with, being in multicultural Canada.
Stephen, where's the disconnect? Because this is a city that draws 20,000 people week in, week out for soccer. But when we get the best 11 players in the country together, there's no interest. Is it a marketing issue? How do you see it?
I couldn't answer that. I really couldn't answer that. I mean, people said that you have to start getting results and people will come in. Fair comment.
It's the fifth straight game with 10,000 plus for the men's national team, which is a first for us.
How's Marcel be on that?
Shoulder is broken. Actually, I shouldn't say that. He's at the hospital, but it looks so. Yeah.
You talked about having a couple of objectives coming into these two friendlies. Did you meet them?
Well, look, when we came into the friendlies, I wanted us to, yes, play a certain ball possession, but learn to speed up the play in the attacking third and to look to penetrate. I was very concerned, and I'm still concerned, that we've played, five games now with only one goal being scored. And that's unacceptable. You know, and I don't want the players to fall into a habit of thinking that it's okay not to come away with the result.
Coach, you just said, you know, fifth game you're looking to penetrate, some penetration from your team, and from up above it looked as if Rob Friend was left up there all alone, as if that was a tactical decision almost. With guys like Simeon falling back too deep, were you constantly on them from the sideline to try to?
Well, I don't know if you could hear me on the sideline, but I kept trying to tell them to stretch the defenders, and look to get behind, and you know, I'm screaming, but it was certainly not a tactic. Dwayne was supposed to play close to Rob. Simeon, we were hoping to stretch the left back, mix up his play, and I actually sent on Josh Simpson with that instruction, and they just keep coming and ask for the ball to feet. And when you play good teams and you only come to the ball all the time, they're going to squeeze the space you play in.
Coach, I just wanted to clarify: are you not playing Julian and Dwayne on Tuesday? Is that like a for sure?
Well, we're going to go into the dressing room and talk about that, but I think they'll go back to their club.
Any other questions?
Thank you.